Earlier this year, state lawmakers approved an expansion of Arizona's Empowerment Scholarship Account program, basically school vouchers. That led critics to collect signatures to refer the new law to the ballot, blocking it until voters had a chance to weigh in. Voucher supporters then sued, trying to stop that vote. The sides in that lawsuit are in court this morning, and Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services joins me to talk about that. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning.
So what are the... I want to get this straight. The critics of the vote, supporters of vouchers, what is going to be their main argument?
Yes, it is complicated in terms of who's for what anymore. The question becomes, are the petitions that were collected that have about 100,000 signatures legally valid? In Arizona law, when you're going to do a referendum, in other words, you're going to take a law that was passed and try to put it on hold, you have to have strict compliance with all election laws. The contention by the people who want these universal vouchers is that there are a whole series of errors. Some of them are with individual signatures where they contend they don't match what's on the voter registration records or they don't look like a signature. Some of them are broader, like the question of, did the notary stamp, is it set up the right way? Did the notary sign it the right way? Are the circulators authorized to circulate? And their contention is that once you get rid of what they contend are invalid signatures, there aren't enough left to qualify the thing for the 2018 ballot. That's the argument that can be presented to the judge today is, go through this and look at it. Now, there's an interesting argument on the other side, which is what laws apply, because you had a change in the law between the time that the petitions were circulated and now. And the question is, whose law applies in terms of what standards should apply to these particular ballot measures? And so this is going to be one of those things where the lawyers will argue, how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, and the judge will have to decide.
In the case of Save Our Schools, Arizona, which is the name of the group that collected the signatures to refer this to the ballot, how are they trying to refute some of the claims about the signatures and the folks who are collecting them?
Well, part of it comes down to what we talked about, which is the question of, we don't think that the laws that the challengers are using were, in fact, in effect at the time. But it also comes down to the question of, are you being overly technical? It's one thing to say you have to be in compliance with all the election laws. But let's say you're a notary and your name is John Q. Public and you sign the thing JQ Public. Does that, in fact, invalidate it? And their contention is that if you look at what clearly is the intent of the voters, and if you look at what it would be a reasonable person's interpretation, there is no reason to throw out these signatures, no reason to declare the circulators invalid. Obviously, we've got the question of, if in fact they stay on the ballot, a very expensive campaign coming. But right now, we know that whatever this judge rules, somebody's going to appeal. And eventually the state Supreme Court is going to have to decide, do voters get to vote on this in November of 2018?
Well, given the probable next steps in this legally, do we have a sense of when we might get a ruling in this? Obviously, if there is a vote, it won't be until November of 2018. So it's not a real time crunch. But, the gears of justice, as we know, sometimes don't always move at the speed of light.
Well, my guess is that given that this judge knows the ruling will be appealed, there's going to be a need to kind of be very specific in terms of why specific things were ruled one way or the other. This isn't the kind of thing that I would expect the judge to say from the bench, okay, I'm going to throw out the petitions, or okay, the thing can go on the ballot. That would surprise me a lot. There's one other thing worth looking in the background, which is, even assuming that the folks who want to put this on the ballot succeed and go all the way through the Supreme Court, there's already talk at the legislature of, well, maybe we should repeal and maybe even reenact the law, which would have the effect of invalidating the efforts by Save Our Schools Arizona, and they'd have to start all over again. And so my feeling is there are a lot of Republicans and a particular Republican governor who do not want this on the November 2018 ballot, because, this is a governor who says, well, I believe in funding for schools, yet he signed a bill to expand the voucher program. So there's some political implications behind whatever happens anyway.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks as always.
You're welcome.